Hello and welcome to the first ever episode of Mystic Butterfly Podcast. My name is Jana and I will be your host. I am so happy and grateful that you are listening today. I wanted to do this for quite a while now and here I finally am and talking with you. It's so exciting. Well, this episode is a little introduction of my work, and I am going to tell you what we will be talking about in the upcoming podcasts. I will tell you a little bit about myself, my journey, and of course about Mystic Butterfly. So let's begin. I was born in Slovakia, a little country in the heart of Europe, but I currently live in the United Kingdom. I consider myself a citizen of the universe, and quite frankly, that's who we all are. A free spirit having this beautiful human experience, which is so exciting and quite adventurous. I sometimes struggle when people ask me what I do, because I believe our job title doesn't really define us, and there are so many things I have always been very excited about beside a job that pays my bills. So my answer to that question would be, I consider myself being an artist. But since we live in this dimension where we like the titles and we give ourselves the labels sometimes, I would say I'm a bit of a writer, a spiritual life coach, a musician, a traveler, an explorer of the mysteries of the universe. So I think that would summarize it a little bit. I am so in love with nature, and this is one of the reasons I love everything mystical and magical, and I love fairies, elves, and any nature spirits. And I feel their presence deeply when I'm in nature, and this always brings so much happiness to my soul. One of my hobbies is also flying. I am a private pilot, and I love taking aeroplanes up to the skies and enjoy the beauty of our planet Earth from a higher perspective. Exciting news is, I will be bringing on this podcast some of my friends who also fly to share with you a bit of their journeys and tell you a little bit about this amazing hobby some of us have. Well, going back to my childhood, ever since I can remember, I have been on quite an interesting journey, actually. I remember so clearly the early encounters of my strong, vivid intuition and so-called knowings. They were quite amazing, but often unexplainable to my childhood self. I often perceived myself as weird, and I thought that perhaps there must be something wrong with me. I kept wondering, how is it possible that something would just flash in my mind? It could be like a strong knowing or an image, and within a short period of time, it would become reality. Well, at the time, I didn't know. I was experiencing quite a vivid precognitions and premonitions. I was picking up on people's emotions very easily. And all these sensitivities were really freaking me out. Didn't know how to deal with it at the time. And it also made me a little bit introverted and brought so many fears into my life. Well, the truth is I'm naturally an introvert anyway, which suits me well. But a little downside for us introverts is we have a tendency to overthink everything sometimes, and even to the point of exhaustion. So that was the case for me for so many years. And I used to live in so much fear and worry all the time, what people were thinking about me. And it still bothers me sometimes, but not to that extent, comparing to when I was younger. Well, as a result of all these premonitions, precognitions, and, you know, picking up on people's emotions, I, in my teens and in my early 20s, while trying to fit into this reality and be more like everybody else, I began experiencing feelings of not being good enough, and I felt disconnected from the outside world. I was looking for happiness outside of myself so much, and I only felt kind of worthy enough when I gained some kind of credentials or good marks at school or any kind of achievements or approval from others. So that was the validation I've been seeking. Once I felt validated, all was good and I was sort of happy. But the truth was, those so-called moments of happiness never actually lasted for too long. And inward, I was still unhappy, I was anxious, and I was worried. I was living in so much denial and scarcity, and most importantly, I was afraid of my truth. I created a belief system that I needed to impress other people so they would like me and accept me. And ego overtook my life. Here is an example. When I met somebody new, I would list all my credentials and achievements up front, plus some things which were not really truth, so I could feel good about myself and then we could talk. Well, I can see the craziness in that now, but looking back, I feel so much compassion for that girl. This kind of lifestyle was crushing me inside out and made me very exhausted and unworthy, and I was really good at hiding that actually. But luckily for me, one day something happened, and I say luckily now, but at the time it was the beginning of the most difficult period of my life. I began experiencing quite a severe panic attacks. I was overwhelmed by fear, worry, and I got very depressed. I was numbing my struggling life with alcohol, unhealthy food. I was attracting the wrong people into my life, well, the people who were actually on the similar frequency I was at the time. Talking about wrong, which is right, which is wrong. I was set on that frequency, so whatever you are, that's what you're going to attract. Life is like a mirror. So this was going on for several years until I really hit a rock bottom. And I realized I cannot carry on like this anymore. I realized something had to change. Something has to change. Well, every day was painful to get through, and it was really bad, actually. But to cut long story short, deep down, amongst all of this, I always knew there is a reason behind all of these struggles. I knew I had a higher purpose, and I came to the earth to do something great. Well, this knowing and my then overtired soul somehow held me there. And I will always be really grateful for that. Now I know the anxiety and the fear were the warning signals from my soul saying, listen to me and start looking after yourself. I knew I needed to go inward and really start looking after me physically and spiritually. I began witnessing my inner dialogue, my thoughts, emotions, and most of all, I started listening to my intuition very carefully. Well, if you don't know what intuition is, it is that mysterious voice which whispers to us all day long. It gives us signs, showing us synchronicities, and enables us to connect with the unknown. Well, to my understanding, intuition is the link between our physical self and our soul. The reason many of us don't hear it is because our minds are very busy and loud all the time. We live in a fast-moving world and often block or dismiss this magical voice, which is quite a shame. Ever since I started listening to my intuition and began to communicate with my soul, which I will be giving you some tips on in the upcoming podcasts, my life took a completely different direction. I no longer perceived myself as weird, quite the opposite actually. I realized we are not really separate from each other. I don't have to idolize other people. I don't have to try to impress anybody or seek any kind of external approval. I realized we are all in this together, and I am good enough just the way I am. And that includes my weirdness, which I really love now, and I don't really call it like that anymore. deep moments of stillness and meditation, connecting with nature, allowed me to have a fresher perspective on life. I was suddenly very inspired, and the creativity I always had as a child came back to me. It came back on the surface. It felt so refreshing and so exciting at the same time. I started noticing many signs around me, and my entire life's journey began making more sense. I realized I had a responsibility to share my story with the world, and this way help others heal their own wounds by accepting their own truth to inspire and empower people. I don't have a perfect life right now. Well, who does? If you know someone, please let me know. I'd like to meet them to tell me their secrets. Fears come up. Things don't go according to my plans. But I choose not to hang around in the darkness for too long now. I do my best every single day to live my life to the best way I can. And by living this way, inspire others. So this is the reason I created Mystic Butterfly for you. As a guide which can lead you to your true self. To your soul. Mystic Butterfly is here to teach you how to connect to the true essence of who you really are, and to teach you how to communicate with that spiritual side of yourself. I believe your soul deserves as much time and affection as your physical self. Unfortunately, we haven't been raised to understand this mysterious part of our being. But the good news is, this is about to change. In the upcoming episodes, I will be sharing with you some tips that helped me to access the wisdom of my own soul, which I believe can help you, and you can start noticing all the magic and all the beauty this universe has to offer. I have many interesting topics I would love to cover with you, and I believe they can benefit you in many ways. Such as mysteries of this universe, manifesting, meditation, making your dreams come true, connecting with nature and working with its elements, and many more. So get excited about that. I will also be interviewing some of my teachers and friends so they can give you their perspective on this exciting journey called life. It's also about inspiring each other. I am open to your suggestions, so if you would like to talk about certain topics, feel free to email me. Email your questions to jana@mysticbutterfly.co.uk. Jana is written with a J. jana@mysticbutterfly.co.uk. Look forward to those. And if you would like to find out more, you can check out my website, mysticbutterfly.co.uk, where I share all my news and I also write a weekly blog. In the next few weeks, you will also be able to access my free workbook, The Art of Living in Your Truth, on my website, where I will share with you some exciting tips about aligning with the truth of who you really are, so that can start you off on the journey of self-discovery. Well, that's all for today. Just a little introduction, and I am looking forward to speaking with you in the second episode of Mystic Butterfly podcast. Until then, have an amazing day, my friends. Bye.